Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Friday, the 24th of May. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. You're involved in any kind of an accident, hit and run, slip and fall, motorcycle. I send you to where you're going to be treated like family, just like I've been, as the title sponsor of Zaslow Show 2.0. Let them get you the compensation you deserve. They'll put their skills to work for you. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. It's Friday. We did it, everybody. We made it to the weekend. That's right. It's Memorial Day weekend. Everybody's super excited. Maybe you have the barbecue. You can have people over. Do a little swimming. I don't know what you got going on in your life, but whatever it is, it's a long weekend. We made it. We got a lot of stuff going on here. Look, you may be saying to yourself, Zaslow, it's Friday. I got to know what the big games are, not the big games. Yes, we will tell you about the big games and the not big games. Also, Memorial Day weekend, you know great movies are out for Memorial Day. That's right. We haven't done it in a while. We got to tell you if it's a big movie or not a big movie. And of course, with all the action going on, Bet Online. That's your number one source for all your NBA action, your NHL action, every stat, every matchup, even live odds while the games are being played. And you know what? When the game's over, head on over to Bet Online's online casino. Get in on a little bit of blackjack, a little bit of poker, or how about one of 150 slot games? Head to the Bet Online website today. Get in on the action. Don't forget, use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here. All right. So, today's edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Obviously, later than normal, because we did Garland versus Joe on ESPN Radio today. I was with SportsCenter's Randy Scott. Fun working with him, and never worked with him before. Heard good things. It went well. They were all true. So, had a good time today. If you want to go back, now, we're going to talk a lot about Panthers today. I told you, big game, not a big game. Big movie, not a big movie. And we'll get to NBA in a second. But if you want to hear all of the national topics, we had fun guests today. We had Greg Wyshynski, did NHL with him. We had Derek Harper, from former Maverick, and Nick from the Mavs broadcast. So we talked some Western Conference Finals with him. So you want to go back and listen to the Carlin versus Joe podcast. ESPN app has it, or wherever you get your podcast. Wherever you're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0 right now, you can get the Carlin versus Joe pod. So go check that out. Okay. Also, tomorrow, you got WWE King and Queen of the Ring. We will have immediate reaction It's Still Real to Me pod will drop right after the show. We'll have immediate reaction for King of the Ring. Go over that whole deal. That's going to be a lot of fun, so look out for that tomorrow. All right, but let's get after it here. So, first things first. Celtics last night. Celtics beat the Pacers. They go up 2-0. This series sucks. The entire Eastern Conference playoff sucks. Let's be honest. Now, I hate the Celtics like poison. Celtics get no love in the Zaslow Mansion. I will tell you, though, I thought the Celtics played really well last night. I think it's one of the very few times. Celtics are 10-2 this postseason. I think last night was one of the very few times that the Celtics have actually played well. I thought they played really well start to finish. But Halliburton, and you know what? Going into the game last night, I felt like the team that wins that game last night is going to win the series. Because if the Celtics win, and you know I never do this. It's a major pet peeve of mine where team goes up 2-0, series is over. How can the series be over before both teams play a home game? You know that drives me nuts. But I'm breaking my own rule here. I think a series is over. Whatever team goes up, whichever team won last night, for me, I felt was going to win that series. Because here's my logic. The Celtics going up 2-0, which is where we're at. Pacers got to win 4 out of 5 against the Celtics. It's not going to happen, all right? So, there's that. But if the Pacers won last night, I would have felt that the Pacers were going to win the series. Because, wait, Zaslow, the Celtics lost game 2 to the Heat. The Celtics lost game 2 to the Cavs. It's the only game they lost in the series. What makes this different? Well, because the Pacers, they won game 1. And instead, they gave it to the Celtics. That game was won. So, if the Pacers were to win game 2 as well, it would be like, all right, like, they should be up 2-0. I would have felt there was a real problem for the Celtics if that series was tied 1-1 after last night, if the Pacers would have won. But the Celtics won, so here we are. And no Tyrese Halliburton. He leaves the game early in the third quarter. Carlisle did not sound optimistic after the game. And by the way, so you notice Carlisle pulled his guys early in the fourth quarter. Miles Turner didn't even check in the fourth quarter. Pascal Siakam was pulled about 9.5 minutes left. And Rick Carlisle, after the game, said how he wanted to give other guys a look. Because it was a 14-point game with like 6 minutes left. Game's not over. Like, you don't have to throw in the towel with 9.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And at that point, I think it was a 17-18-point game. Those leads are not insurmountable. They're surmountable. They're not insurmountable in the NBA anymore. But he said he wanted to give some other guys a look. To me, that meant Halliburton, he might be done. You want to give other guys a look. You got to get them some run before they're going to be counted on in the rest of the series because no Halliburton. You want to see some other matchups. That, to me, he knew they weren't going to win that game. I mean, let's be honest. Down whatever they were with 9 minutes left, they weren't going. Game's not over. I just explained that, but they weren't going to win that game. So, pull Siakam. You don't have to play him anymore. I need to get a good look at these guys because they're going to have to play because Halliburton's done. I think Halliburton is done. I thought that was a very bad sign. That was ominous. That was a very bad sign for Carlisle to do that and for the Pacers now moving forward. So, that series is over. And you know what? I thought Game 1's loss was demoralizing enough anyway for Indiana because they won that game. Now they have to win 5 games. In the series. They already won the first one, but it doesn't count. So now you got to win 4 more. They're not winning 5 games in the series. I'm going against my own rule. That series is over. Now, what is interesting about this series, though, if there's anything that's interesting, Jaylen Brown, phenomenal last night, 40 points. Bailed out the Celtics, and specifically Jason Tatum, in the end of the fourth quarter in game number 1. Jaylen Brown right now is the betting favorite to win Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Can you imagine if Jaylen Brown, let's say he goes on and also wins Finals MVP. Now, I don't think the Celtics are winning the Finals. I think the Mavericks may have a chance against them, and I think the Wolves would beat the shit out of them. But let's say the Celtics win the Finals. God forbid. But let's say the Celtics win the Finals, and Jaylen Brown is the Finals MVP. That'll be the new, you know, division between Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. If Jason Tatum finally wins a championship, and it's Jaylen Brown that wins finals MVP? Oh my God. That'll be the new thing. And it reminds me, you know, in 2015, when the Warriors won the finals, and Steph Curry did not win finals MVP. Andre Iguodala won finals MVP. And we had to wait 7 more years because the next 2 championships, Kevin Durant won finals MVP. They have 3 championships. Steph Curry's an all-time great, never won finals MVP. He's been in 4 finals, never won finals MVP. And then finally, 7 years later in 2022, he wins finals MVP. That's what that would feel like. Now, God forbid it happens. God forbid the Celtics win. I mean, I'm telling you, rooting for the Wolves would be easy. Like, right now, I'm pulling for the Wolves to win the whole thing. And I do think the Wolves are going to win tonight. But if it came down to the Celtics versus the Mavericks, I got to root for Mark Cuban. More specifically, got to root for Kyrie Irving. I mean, my head would start to spin considering who I actually want to win that series. I would have to roll with the Mavericks. I would. I would root for the Mavericks. Anyone but the Celtics. Anyone but the Celtics. I would have to root for Kyrie Irving, for Mark Cuban. I would do it. I'd have to do it. I would root for the Mavericks in that spot. I know. It's hard to believe. I would root for the Mavericks. I would root for Kyrie in that spot. Speaking of which, so tonight, game 2 in Minnesota. And this is, it's essentially a must-win game for the Wolves. I think the Wolves are going to be great. I could see the Wolves winning by double figures. Doesn't necessarily make it a blowout, but I could see the Wolves winning by double figures. Not that the Mavericks would go into the game and say, we came for it. No, I think the Mavs are better than that. But that game 1 was so close, and it still wasn't a good effort from the Wolves. I mean, Chris Finch even said after the film session that he hasn't felt this way about his team in a long time, that he did not like their effort. He did not like their disposition. I think the Wolves are going to be great tonight. I think that series is going to be 1-1. But here's the thing, man. Like, and we talked about this on ESPN Radio today. I've mentioned how if I'm a Brooklyn Nets fan, I'm so angry at Kyrie Irving these days. Because, and you know I don't like Kyrie Irving at all. Can't stand him, especially the anti-Semitism stuff. I'm never going to buy into Kyrie Irving. But I told you, if we're being fair, Kyrie Irving sitting with the Inside the NBA crew after game 1 came off very likable. Yep, very pleasant, very likable. And if I'm a Nets fan, I'm looking at that. If you could have given us just 1 season of this guy, and with Kevin Durant, who was really good, like, we would have been able to accomplish something. Where was this guy? And I don't know. Like, I don't know what's happened for this to be the version of Kyrie Irving that we're getting now. If I'm a Nets fan, I'm super mad. But what if I'm Kevin Durant? If I'm Kevin Durant, we can't be friends anymore. I left the Warriors. I hitched my wagon to your crazy. And now, this is how you behave? And this is how you play? What about with me? What about our partnership? I thought we're boys. You'll do this for Luka. You'll be best behavior. You'll play amazing with Luka. Why couldn't you do that for me? Look what I gave up to play with you. And this is how you repay me? By being on city council Zoom meetings instead of playing games? And now this is how you perform? If I'm Kevin Durant, I think the only person who could be angrier than Nets fans with Kyrie Irving right about now, would be Kevin Durant. I mean, he's got to be beside himself. I'll tell you what else he'd be beside himself about. If the month of May runs out and he doesn't stop by North Fort Lauderdale Subaru and take advantage of the Memorial Day sales event. That's right. I mean, you got to be crazy. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, that's right, right now, Memorial Day sales event is going on where we have incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on the lot. Right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, real easy to get there. It's at the Cypress Creek Road exit from I-95. It's on North Andrews Avenue. And right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make 0 down payment, make 0 payment for 3 months, make 0 security deposit, plus right now, get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus, and 0% APR up to 72 months on the Subaru Outback. That's right. What about leasing a 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Limited? Just $199 a month for 36 months with $59.95 due at signing with approved credit. Plus, get 3 years maintenance included. Get full details when you go to NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com. Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event going on all month long at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. Plus, guys, one of our great sponsors, on It's Still Real to Me, my pro wrestling show, of course, Matthew H. Mashler and Signature Real Estate Finder. If you're looking for that dream home in any part of beautiful South Florida, yeah, you want to make sure you get someone you could trust. And that's why I send you to Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker. You want to make sure it's a good neighborhood, the schools are good, you got questions about where you're considering buying, get someone who knows South Florida in and out. Call Matthew H. Mashler, Signature Real Estate Finder, 561-208-3334. 561-208-3334. Maybe you just have a property that you're looking to sell. Call Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334, or go to realestatefinder.com. If you're already in the business, you ready to take your career to the next level? Well, you could join the Signature team. The Signature Real Estate Companies are South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in the entire state of Florida. And with offices all throughout the state, Delray, Parkland, Naples, Palm Beach, Orlando, the Signature team is where you want to be. So, whether you're looking to buy your dream home, sell a property, or you just want to join the best in the business, contact Matthew H. Mashler today, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com, Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. All right, I know, we got a lot of, we'll get to the big games, don't worry, but I can tell you right now, without it being a spoiler, the biggest game, tonight. I mean, what are we talking about here? So, producer of Carlin vs. Joe is a guy called Evan, and he's really good, and he's a huge Rangers fan. So, today, doing this show, like, he's going to the game today, super nervous. Now, maybe I'll feel different while I mean, how cool is that, by the way? Going to the game? Oh, my God. But I don't feel nervous right now. If we were down 1-0, I would be very nervous right now. I'm of the opinion, I feel right now this is more of an opportunity. This is an opportunity to really take control of the series. And the Panther fan can't possibly feel any better than he currently feels because not only did they win game one, but the way that they won game one, they played the entire 60 minutes on their own terms. Now, granted, couple breakaways. One got lucky with the post. Rangers ended up in a couple posts, I think, throughout the game. But overall, we could say the same stuff on the other side. We didn't have breakaways, but their chance where the Rangers get lucky. Overall, the Panthers, yeah, the own goal, of course. Overall, though, this game was played on the Panthers' terms. That was Panther hockey. Like, before the show started today, the producer, Evan, he's like, he said, the Rangers, we played terrible the first game. And I said to him, I go, like, is that really what you think happened? Is that how you feel? Because there's a reason why they played terrible. It's not like the Rangers just showed up and they were flat. There's a reason why the Rangers played terrible in game number one. It's because the other team made them play terrible. That game was quintessential Panther hockey. Like, if you're a fan of the other team that the Panthers are playing, it's got to be maddening to watch your team play. It's awful for your team. The way the Panthers grind that shit down, they play a super defensive style. They can score as well, but they're physical. They beat you up. They got some dirty tricks. We know that. If you're a Panther fan, you love that shit. But if you're a fan of the other team, that's demoralizing. That's really frustrating watching your team play the Panthers. So, if you think the Rangers didn't play well in game one, okay. They didn't come out flat. It's not like they didn't have it that night. The Panthers made them play poor. So, if you're a Panther fan, you're coming into this game, and you're feeling fantastic. not just because you're up 1-0, but the game was like, it was your style. You set the tone already in the series. Now, I would expect things to get more physical. I would expect to be more chippy. That's what happens throughout the series. Like, I was surprised where the first real scrum after a whistle came in the third period. That was surprising. We're going to start to get more of that. You're especially going to start to see more of that from the Rangers, who are going to feel like they need to be a little bit tougher going into the game tonight. Now, does that mean that Matt Rempe is in the lineup for the Rangers? I don't know. Matt Rempe, 6'8", rookie. Yeah, he's got like the goon role. He'll fight you. He's skating around there with the black eyes. Mark Messier, Wayne Gretzky, former Rangers. They've already called for Rempe to be in the lineup. But, you know, it's kind of like Pat Maroon, right? Where Pat Maroon's out there looking to fight with Boston. He only plays like 8 minutes a game. No one's trying to fight you. There's no reason for the Panthers to fight Matt Rempe if he's looking for some. He's not going to play very much. Nobody's going to be interested in fighting. So I think we could see him in the lineup, but I think you're going to see from the Rangers a super desperate team. Panthers are going to be fazed by that. Like I said last game, I was able to see the Panthers going down 1-0 and the Garden's going crazy. Panthers not going to be fazed by that. And that building was quiet for most of the game. Very quiet. Panthers are not fazed by that shit. Like, I could see the same thing tonight. If the Rangers go up in the first period, 1-0, crowd's going bonkers. Okay. Panthers are not going to be fazed by that. But what's at stake tonight for the Panthers is a major opportunity. A major opportunity. Can you imagine what Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise will look like if the Panthers come home up 2 games to none? Holy shit. Now, I think the Garden has an opportunity to be on fire tonight. The Rangers, they're going to be desperate. I don't think it's a must-win game. It's not like the NBA, where if you go down 0-2 at home, you're in deep shit, series over. If the Panthers go up 2-0 tonight, I'm not going to feel like the series is over. I'm not going to feel like we're smooth sailing. I'm still going to feel like we're in the pressure cooker game 3, even if we're up 2 games to none. It's not like the NBA. The Stanley Cup playoff, it's a game-to-game thing. Home ice advantage, as far as last change, that's a big deal. But if the Panthers go up 2 games to none tonight, I'm not going to be sitting here telling you, series is over, sweet baby. Nope, there'll still be a lot of work left to do. I will not feel that way at all. But like I said, the main thing is major opportunity tonight for your favorite little hockey team. Oh, man, I am excited. Whew. I mean, can we wake up tomorrow morning? Memorial Day weekend, Saturday? Like, yo, Panthers are up 2 games to none. All right. You guys, all right, enough pussyfooting around. You guys are saying to yourself, Zaslow, I gotta know. It's Friday. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're 20 plus minutes into the show. You keep me waiting too long. Is it a big game? Or is it not a big game? Big game or not a big game? Every Friday here on Zaslow Show 2.0, you'll see. Eventually, my man Israel Gutierrez, he asked me like a month ago, he texted me, Zaslow, yo, have you done big game, not a big game on ESPN yet? I said, no, I have not. But when that day comes, oh, watch out, taking the station by storm. Just wait, eventually. Big game or not a big game? Tonight, 8 p.m., ESPN. Panthers at Rangers. Game 2. I mean, I don't know what else I need to tell you to sell this game. We're going to be on pins and needles the entire game. If the Panthers are ahead by a goal late in the game and the Rangers pull the goalie for the empty skater, oh my God, we're going to be pacing around. We're going to be standing the whole game anyway watching it. We're going to be so... The nerves... I might throw up. I might throw up in the middle of the game. Panthers at Rangers. Game 2. That's a big game. Know it. All right, everybody settle down. Tonight, 8 p.m., Fox, WWE SmackDown. This is the show before King and Queen of the Ring. Tonight, they are live in Saudi Arabia. That's right. King and Queen of the Ring tomorrow is in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. So is SmackDown tonight. The main event is the King of the Ring finals for both the men and the women. For the women, who's going to face Lyra Valkyria? Nia Jax versus Bianca Belair tonight. And on the men's side, who is going to face Gunther in the King of the Ring final tomorrow? Randy Orton or Tama Tonga from the Bloodline? This is a very big show. Now, I'm not going to be watching it even on the small TV during Panthers Rangers. I'm going to be recording it. I'm going to watch it after. Normally, if I'm not willing to watch something live, that would make it not a big game. But, I mean, come on. We're talking the semifinals for King of the Ring. WWE SmackDown. That's a big game. Big game or not a big game. Tonight, 8:30. TNT. The Dallas Mavericks at the Minnesota Timberwolves. Game two. Can the Mavericks take a commanding 2-0 lead back home to Dallas? Or will Anthony Edwards and the Wolves not be tired tonight? Mavericks at Timberwolves, game two. That's a big game. Big game or not a big game? Saturday, 1 p.m. Peacock. WWE, King and Queen of the Ring. That's right. It's at 1 p.m. because they're in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Time difference. You may be saying to yourself, Zaslo, how is it on at 8 p.m. tonight then? I'm sure it's on tape delay. Okay, now everybody understands. King and Queen of the Ring finals for both sides, plus Cody Rhodes defends the WWE Undisputed Championship against Logan Paul. How about the Women's WWE Championship? Becky Lynch defends, World Championship. Becky Lynch defends against Liv Morgan. I think Liv Morgan's going to win the title. How you load that? WWE King and Queen of the Ring? That's a big game. Make sure you watch out for Instant Reaction. It's Still Real to Me, my wrestling podcast. That will drop shortly after King and Queen of the Ring tomorrow. Saturday, 8:30, ABC, Boston Celtics at Indiana Pacers. Game three. Looks like Tyrese Halliburton's going to be out. Pacers, they're not coming back and winning this series. It's feeling like a sweep to me at this point. So you know what? Celtics at Pacers. Game three? Not a big game. No, it's not. If the series is over, it's not a big game. Saturday, 10:30 p.m. Apple Plus, Inter Miami at Vancouver. Now, Inter Miami is without, they didn't make the trip, without Luis Suarez, without Sergio Busquets, without Lionel Messi. Now, Inter Miami is in first place, but if those pieces are out, can it be a big game? Inter Miami at Vancouver, not a big game. If Messi's not playing, it's not a big game. Sunday, 3 p.m. ABC, New York Rangers at your Florida Panthers. Will the Panthers be up 2-0? Will they have an opportunity to take a stranglehold over the series? Or will the series be tied and the Panthers will look to take back control of the series? Rangers at Panthers in Sunrise. Very expensive ticket. No, I will not be going because I'm on ESPN Radio that afternoon. I'm hosting primetime from 4 to 7:30 p.m. So, we'll have the game on right here in the Zaslow Mansion Studios, in the Zaslow Mansion Master Bedroom. Rangers at Panthers. Game 3? That's a big game. Know that. Know it. Finally, got one more for you ass here. Sunday, 8 p.m. TNT. Minnesota Timberwolves at the Dallas Mavericks. Game 3. Will the Mavericks be looking to go up 3-0? Will the Wolves be looking to steal back home court advantage with the series tied at 1-1? I don't know. I can't predict the future. Timberwolves at Mavericks, game three, that's a big game. And that right there is another edition of Big Game or Not a Big Game. Make sure you guys stay on the lookout for one of our great sponsors tonight, Sheets and Giggles. I'm telling you this, not just because Sheets and Giggles are the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. No, I'm telling you this because if the Panthers win tonight, make sure you're following Sheets and Giggles on Twitter, at Sheets Giggles. If the Panthers win tonight, my man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, huge South Florida sports fan, very likely you're going to get that promo code, flash sale tonight. He'll post it right on the social media accounts if the Panthers win. Like, for instance, a couple nights ago, promo code Panthers, you were able to take advantage of a flash sale. So make sure you're following at Sheets Giggles, where you're going to want, you can pick up all the bed sheets you need, all kinds of deals, the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. Just like the Zaslow family, you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles and never turning back. That's right. You're going to go there over and over again. You're not going to believe how soft their eucalyptus pillows are, the comforter. You could pick up yourself a eucalyptus mattress. And if this is your first time going to SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order. That's right, 20% off your first order. And all you got to do is use promo code Zaslow. That's right, SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. Now, it's a long weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and you're probably saying to yourself, Zaslow, I'm looking to spend some family time. I know there's usually a lot of good movies out there, but I don't know what's what. Is it a big movie? Or is it not a big movie? Big movie or not a big movie? The Zaslow family likely going to the movies tomorrow. There's some stuff out. Here's what's on tap. Haven't done this in a few weeks, so let's get after it. This movie right here is called If. That's right. Here's what it's about. Well, first, let me get you some of the details here. Hold on a second. They've changed their... Rotten Tomatoes has changed their format. All right. If. It is in theaters now. It is rated PG for thematic elements and mild language. It's a kid's film. It's a comedy. It's animated, all right? And it is out in theaters. It came out last week, actually. Here's who it stars. You got... It's directed by John Krasinski. We love him. It stars Emily Blunt, Ryan Reynolds, Matt Damon, Steve Carell, Louis Gossett Jr. I mean, these are very big names. All right, here's what If is about. From writer and director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends and what she does with that superpower as she embarks on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten ifs with their kids. If stands for imaginary friend. You get it now. Rotten Tomatoes media score, only 48%. Rotten Tomatoes audience score, 87%. All right, I'm telling you right now, I love John Krasinski, love Ryan Reynolds. If, that's a big movie. All right, see it with your kids. Big movie or not a big movie? This is called The Strangers, Chapter 1. It is in theaters now. Came out last week. It's a horror film. It's got language. It's got horror violence. It's got brief drug use. Let's see who it stars. It stars Madeline Pesch, Froy Gutierrez, Gabriel Basso. I don't know these fools. Here's what it's about. After their car breaks down, in an eerie small town, a young couple are forced to spend the night in a remote cabin. Panic ensues as they are terrorized by three masked strangers who strike with no mercy and seemingly no motive. In The Strangers, Chapter 1, the chilling first entry of this upcoming horror feature film series. So I guess the first one we called Strangers is a standalone. This is essentially like a new series involving The Strangers. Now, the original film, The Strangers, I've seen it. It's based on the Manson family murders. Yeah, Sharon Tate, you know, and as I was watching, I didn't like it. It felt too real to me. And I guess that makes it a good horror film, but knowing that, yeah, it was real, it didn't sit well with me. Strangers Chapter 1, Rotten Tomatoes media score, 20%. Rotten Tomatoes audience score, 43%. I already told you, it's too real for me. I don't like it. The Strangers Chapter 1, not a big movie. All right, I got two more for you. Big movie, not a big movie. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. This is in theaters now. It came out a couple weeks ago. It is a sci-fi action movie. It's rated PG-13. It has intense sci-fi violence and action. It stars, you know, it's the voices, because we're talking apes here. Owen Teague, Freya Allen, Kevin Durant, William H. Macy. All right, here's what it's about. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the global epic franchise set several generations in the future following Caesar's reign, in which apes are the dominant species living harmoniously, and humans have been reduced to living in the shadows. As a new tyrannical ape leader builds his empire, one young ape undertakes a harrowing journey that will cause him to question all that he has known about the past and to make choices that will define a future for apes and humans alike. I'm way into the Planet of the Apes series. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Rotten Tomatoes media score, certified fresh, 80%. Rotten Tomatoes audience score, 79%. This one is easy for me. Probably gonna go see it tomorrow. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, that's a big movie. I got one more for you here. This is called Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. It's in theaters now. It came out today. It is rated R. It's got sequences of strong violence and grisly images. It is an action movie from director George Miller. He also did Mad Max Fury Road. This is the prequel to that. That's right. It stars Anya Taylor-Joy, who I love, and Chris Hemsworth. Snatched from the green place of many mothers, young Furiosa falls into the hands of a great biker horde led by the warlord Dementis. Sweeping through the wasteland, they come across the Citadel, presided over by the Immortan Joe. As the two tyrants fight for dominance, Furiosa soon finds herself in a non-stop battle to make her way home. I love this is a prequel to it, Mad Max Thunder Road. Love that. Angelina Jolie plays Furiosa. This is the prequel. Anya Taylor-Joy is amazing. Rotten Tomatoes media score, certified fresh, 89%. Rotten Tomatoes audience score, 95%. This one's easy. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. That's a big movie. And that right there is another edition of Big Movie or Not a Big Movie. Yes! That's what I'm talking about. You know, if we were doing Big Movie or Not a Big Movie, but for sponsors, Brunt Insurance. That big sponsor, not a big sponsor, Brunt Insurance. That's right. I tell you about Brunt Insurance. So glad to have them back aboard Zaslow Show 2.0, because homeowners insurance, it's so important. You got to make sure that you're covered. So God forbid there's an accident with your home, you're not like you have to come out of pocket. You're not gonna be able to pay for it. It's so expensive, home repairs, home damage to your home, fixing it. It's vital. All right. That's why I get my homeowners insurance from Brunt Insurance. I've been getting my homeowners insurance from Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. And that's because I trust the team, Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. I've been with them for so long because I know I'm getting the most affordable rate and the most comprehensive coverage out there. Now, you may be saying to yourself, Zaslow, I don't live in South Florida. That's okay. Brunt Insurance has locations all throughout the state. So from Pensacola to the Keys and beyond, Brunt Insurance, they're going to have you covered. When it comes to homeowners, renters, condo insurance, there's so many options out there. But don't worry. At Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making all those confusing options crystal clear. You know what? You're happy with your current homeowner's coverage? Call Brunt Insurance. Get a rate. Get a quote for free. 954-589-2204. Bruntinsurance.com. Again, 954-589-2204. 2204, bruntinsurance.com. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear. Have you been to Caneswear in Davie lately? They moved to a new location a few months ago. Same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. We all know you get your Miami Hurricanes gear from Caneswear. But how about your Florida Panther gear, your Miami Dolphin gear, your Miami Heat gear? Yeah, go to Caneswear.com. You can have your favorite new shirts, hats, whatever you're looking for, delivered right to your home. Or go visit them in Davie, 2655 South University Drive. Caneswear's more than a store. It's an experience. You're going to love all the apparel that they have. Caneswear is the spot, South Florida sports fan shop, where we get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? Really wacky ending yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, I think it was. Baltimore Orioles, Chicago White Sox. Who cares, right? Wacky finish. Runners on first and second. There is one out. It's an 8-6 game. White Sox are ahead, are down 8-6, bottom of the ninth inning. Pop fly to shortstop, infield flywheel, right? Give this a listen.
Benintendi pops it up on the infield. And Henderson will make the catch. They called infield fly rule. No, they called interference.
They're calling him out. They're calling, I believe they're calling the game over.
Wait a minute. They're calling game over. They're saying Andrew Vaughn interfered with Henderson at short. So they're calling Vaughn out. Let's take a look at this, Steve.
Well, Andrew did not do anything intentionally to deal at all with Henderson because he never saw him. Look, he doesn't know where Henderson is. Henderson's in back of him.
And he's just going back to the bag.
And he chooses to go around him. You got to go back to the
bag. No, they can't end the game like this.
Well, it's an infield fly rule and...
No way!
All right, so in case you couldn't tell, the game ended, all right? The infield fly rule, runner, batter's out, that's two outs, and then the runner was called out going back to second for interference. The rule was correct. The judgment, as far as applying the rule in that spot, very poor judgment. It is the runner, this is where the announcer is wrong, it is the runner's responsibility to stay out of the way of the fielder to allow them to have a play. Now, the infielder, he had to go around the runner, still made the catch. It was so not a big deal. So, very poor judgment to apply the rule in that spot, but the application of the rule technically was correct. The biggest problem, so overall I'm going not a big deal, but the biggest problem I have is, and this is a problem in baseball, it's so hard to understand what happened there. All the people in the stadium, like there's no PA announcer who explains each play, like in basketball or in football or in hockey. So are all those, the announcers were confused initially. Are all those people in attendance, they have no idea why the game just ended? Really weird, but I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So if you haven't seen this yet, Wheel of Fortune last night, trying to solve the puzzle. Yeah, this went viral.
Tavares, right in the butt.
What?
No. Blake.
This is the best.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's definitely not right in the butt. Not sure how you thought that. I mean, I guess it's worth it if you want to go viral, but right in the butt was definitely not going to be the correct answer to solve the puzzle. It's not even the right amount of letters there, all right? I'm going not a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, the latest edition of South Beach Sessions with Dan Lebatard, Metalark Media, sat down with my guy, former Heat head coach, Stan Van Gundy. And here he asked Stan if he knew right away that a young Eric Spoelstra was going to go far.
You mentioned Spoelstra. Could you see it early with him? Was it that obvious?
It was. And I will, I know that's hard for people to believe, but I remember having been here only a couple of months, and I remember saying to my wife at home and to my brother and father, who obviously are basketball people, like, this guy's great, you know. And I've only done that, you know, he was early in his career, obviously right at the beginning, And I did that one other time, and it was with Sean Miller when I was at Wisconsin, and I was only months on the job, and I was like, whoa, this is a different level. And I think what amazed me is when I came here, I'd already been in college coaching for 14 years. So I was new to the NBA, but I wasn't new to coaching. And to see somebody in their first job who had his intelligence, his knowledge of the game, his approach, and players immediately trusted him. Like, he would go work with them, and he just had this air about him. The thing with Eric, and I think players still catch on to it with him, it's always about them and about making the team better. It's never about him. And so I think they are attracted to that right away. And then his competence, you know, he can go out there and teach you and help you get better. Yeah, I saw all of that right away.
I'm going big deal. That's good stuff right there. I'm looking forward to sitting down and watching the whole thing there with Stan Van Gundy. South Beach Sessions, Dan Lepetard Show. That's a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. All right. We accomplished a lot here. This weekend, tomorrow, right after WWE King and Queen of the Ring, an all-new reaction episode, It's Still Real to Me, will drop. Sunday, I'm hosting ESPN Radio Primetime. It's during the Panther game, 4 to 7:30 p.m. I'll have the Panther game on. Maybe you'll have the Panther game on. And listen to me on ESPN Radio. I would appreciate that. And, yeah, I appreciate all you guys. Thanks, everyone behind the scenes who always helps put together such a great show. My team here is really incredible. You guys are inspiring. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you Monday. That's right, Memorial Day. We'll do a show. We'll talk to you Monday on the next edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means.
Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six-packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo, because more is always brewing.